your faith has saved you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. An underlying meditation for us this morning resides in the word integrity. It's a word that gets thrown around a lot. You know, sometimes people with great dignity are said to have integrity, but that those two things are not related to each other, though one might be an outcome of the other. Integrity means that every part of you is answerable to every other part of you. And that if somebody could read your true mind, your true heart, and all your secrets, they would say, no surprises here. It all hangs together exactly the way I thought it would. No surprises. In our introit this morning, we read that out of your faithfulness, O Lord, you have troubled my spirit. And in Psalm 32, which we read, we learned that in a state of feverishness, I realized my sins and I sought to be forgiven. How is this that they need to be found out? Because we compartmentalize ourselves. You see, it's okay that, you know, over here I'm having an affair with somebody, or over here I sometimes use pornography, or over here I have other things that I've kept secret. After all, they're not hurting anybody, but I carry on with my prayers and with my holy appearance to others. Here is the problem of lacking integrity. Many surprises. Oh my, this holy woman, this holy man, has parts within her, parts within him, that do not cohere into any kind of intelligible life. What do we call a life like this? We call it chaos. Now, today's feast day, which celebrates a 5th century penitent named Pelagia, goes to the heart of this and helps us understand that there are interesting twists and turns in this meditation. Pelagia is the head of a dance troupe in Palestine. You can hear her coming before she comes, the bangles you see on her wrists, the little bells she may have on her toes. You can smell the beautiful unguent perfumes that she applies to herself. We think of the Canaanite woman in the Gospels, you know, the apostles can hear her coming. Oh no, here she comes. Lord, send her away. And indeed, when Pelagia walks past the ecclesia, the gathering of the morning worship, the bishops avert their eyes that they not be in some way contaminated by looking upon her. But a great saint, Saint Nonnus, a bishop, looks at her and admires her, for she is beautiful. Look how much care she has taken to arrange her hair. Look how she is scrubbed to shining. Look how each of her jewels is untarnished. Look at her clothing, which has been very carefully set out, and then with which she has attired herself. It's all very beautiful. And he tells the other, if you had taken the same care with your souls, with your personal spiritual discipline, with your faithfulness to your prayers, as she has taken to attire herself, oh, the change you would find in yourselves. Why do we not take the same care in the daily stewardship of our souls as she has taken in her appearance to the whole city? It's true that she is a I'll pay prostitute, but that's another matter. 3 days later, she was walking past that same ecclesia, and Nonnus was preaching on the final judgment. And talked about something we know also, well, this life passes in a blink. But exile from God in a place of unlife is forever. And she repented and went home. And the devil came to her that night and persuaded her to return to her former life, and she made the sign of the cross, invoked the all-powerful names of God, and the devil vanished. You see, the same discipline that she applied in arraying herself, grooming herself, presenting herself to the city was the same exactitude she applied in the life of her soul. She would go to a hermitage, disguised as a man, since she did not want the unwholesome attentions of men, and named herself Pelagius. Everyone thought she was a male hermit. And she lived in a hermitage. She knew the world for what it was, and she pushed it back and said, I will draw a circle of light on this earth and live in it. That's known as a hermitage. And she lived faithfully in this hermitage, faithfully in her prayers. With the same discipline she had applied to her grooming, she now applied to her spiritual life. And she was a cynosure for neighboring eyes. Everyone who looked upon him, Pelagius, was edified. You know, it is said that every religious community needs a champion, somebody that everybody looks at and says, that's me, that's who we are, that's my aspiration. She was that kind of person. He was, she was. Which brings us to our gospel lesson this morning, the well-known lesson in Luke of the woman of the street who comes into Simon the Pharisee's house and uses the most precious waters available on this earth, which is the pure spring water that proceeds from a contrite heart, truly shed tears. Oh, I have sinned, Lord, and my sin is all before me. And the tears that flow from this. What purer waters can be found on the earth? And this also, you know, this woman who is known for her grooming, she's after all on display. She abases herself and takes her beautifully combed and cleaned hair and wipes the dirt from his feet. She takes the monies that she has made and buys costly ointment in an alabaster jar carved from stone. In other words, she pours herself out in the purest terms, in the highest sincerity. Yes, there may be things in her that do not accord with holy life, but perhaps we can be sure that the same cares she has taken in her contrition and in her confession and in her and then procuring this absolution from no one less than God are the same care she will take in her spiritual life. We may be sure. I believe in future months that if we were to review the secret book of her life, we would find no surprises. Simon the Pharisee, he is a hypocrite. Dog pack think. Oh, I'm a greater prophet than he is. At least I know who this woman is, you see. He is so concerned with the outer trappings of life that he cannot see the human heart, which orders everything. In the end, the possessions of Pelagia were overseen by Nanus and distributed to the poor for the sake of righteousness, that they might live up to the integrity of the giver of the gift, that they would strengthen all in the community that was good, now seen in our new anchorite, Pelagia. Yes, in our lives we compartmentalize, we flatter ourselves, and sadly, many people habitually lie to themselves. But God is faithful. He will trouble us. He will make us feverish in the night, realizing that our sins are all before us and our deadly poison, which will poison us eternally if we do not root them out, shed the tears of the penitent, and direct our every part of our lives to loving God with the same beautiful love we see displayed in our gospel lesson this morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you.